afternoon. I'm Charles Gibson at ABC News headquarters in New York. We have only preliminary information and sketchy details, but there has been a tragic shooting incident today at Fort Hood in Texas. Fort Hood, about halfway between Austin and Waco, the largest U.S. military installation in the world. It's a shooting incident. We understand shooter or shooters, and we understand there probably were two, have killed seven people on the base and wounded 12. The shooting incident occurred at a Soldier Readiness Processing Center. That is the place where young recruits would be brought in to be inducted into the military. Fort Hood, as we say, the largest U.S. military installation in the world. It is a very active military base, and this obviously a very tragic shooting. Martha Raddatz covers the Pentagon affairs for us. And Martha, what do we know for sure? I gather the base PIO people have confirmed the number of dead and the number of wounded.
They have, Charlie, and they also say that one of the shooters is still on the loose, one or possibly more, and that one of the shooters was killed. Fort Hood is home to the 1st Cavalry Division and the 4th Infantry Division. The 1st Cavalry Division is right now deployed in Iraq. 1st Cavalry Division, it's on the third deployment to Iraq. There has been a lot of tragedy on Fort Hood and away from Fort Hood. Right now, the base is in lockdown. I spoke to a spouse of a military soldier serving in Iraq right now. She said she was at the school where her son is in school. They're on lockdown. They're not telling them much information, but they are keeping them inside the school until this event is closed.
Yes, and indeed, that's the information we've received as well, that basically the base is shut down now. Everybody has been told to stay inside because, as Martha mentioned, this second shooter, apparently there was a second shooter, is not yet in custody.